Many people believe that being diagnosed with an eye condition spells the end for their aspirations to play sports, be it socially or competitively. This is far from the truth. As you're about to hear, there are many organisations out there that can get you, or somebody you know with sight loss, back playing the sports they love. I spoke with George Ferguson of a partially sighted football league to find out more.
We believe it helps create independence. We believe it helps build relationships, friendships for life. There's a big social aspect to disability sport as well. I suppose there is with any sport. I mean, really, when you sit down and think about why we participate and compete in sport, a lot of it is to do with the social aspects of it. It's, you know, you wouldn't go back to something that you didn't enjoy participating in with other people. And I fully believe that the social element is one of the most important aspects of disability sport and any sport in general, really. So, you know, it always kept me going back. I enjoyed the people I was participating with and competing against. I always thought it was a challenge as well. It created a life of independence for both myself and my brother. And, you know, that's why I'm still doing it now. I'm still competing. Not as quick and as good as possibly as I was. But at the age of 52, I'm still competing to a certain degree. But part of my role now as chairman and the committee itself is creating an opportunity for other people to follow in our footsteps, really. We were given the opportunity just by chance or by whatever means, really, by somebody who thought, I'm going to give these guys an opportunity. And that's what we want to do, really. We want to inspire the next generation. I actually work for the Football Association as well as a role model. So we go around the country delivering presentations and talks and motivational speeches, really, to those who want to listen. But we work closely with the county FAs as well. And it's to inspire that next generation to say, you know, there is an opportunity within disability football if that's what you want to do. Try it, see if you like it, see if you're any good. There's pathways for people to participate at specific levels. And, you know, they've got a lot more opportunity than what we had when we were youngsters. So I'd encourage anyone to pick up the baton really and have a go and try it and see if you enjoy it.
So do you have to be a decent footballer to get involved? Or people more advanced in age don't want to dust off the boots? Are there opportunities for coaching and volunteering in general?
There is, most definitely. We have a committee of people who are volunteers who help organise and deliver our league programme. I very much welcome anyone to put themselves forward for that. They can contact me anytime with regard to any interest regarding that. And I very much encourage volunteers around the teams as well, and coaches. One thing we are doing with the Football Association at the moment is with their coach development officers is trying to encourage not just visually impaired people to become coaches and progress within that coaching pathway. But people who are already coaches, for example, but haven't thought about coaching disabled teams or partially sighted teams, that's something that we're working on at the moment. So coaches, players, volunteers, we'd encourage anyone to have a go and get involved, particularly players as well, because we do have different levels within our league. We have two divisions, one for the stronger teams, if you like, the stronger players, the better players. And we also have a beginner-type division, which encourages people to come down, have a go, and try the sport. And obviously there's different levels of competition there. It's about participation, really. Competition can be a strong word, it can be an off-putting word sometimes, but it's about coming down, finding your level, and participating at that level as well. And we are a mixed league as well, so we do have females playing within our league, because there's not enough provision for female partially sighted football players to play anywhere else. And once we grow those numbers, there might then be an opportunity to have more leagues for partially sighted females and not be involved in the male league. But once that might be some time off, but we'd encourage females, males, juniors, adults, all to come down and try the game.
Do you have any personal success stories from participants whilst you've been associated with partially sighted football that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I could probably name a number of different ones. I mean, the obvious ones are the people who get involved in our league, whatever stage of their sight loss journey and whatever stage of their life, really. You know, the people who come to us and say, oh, I didn't know you existed. And you know, I'm 29 years of age now and I've been partially sighted for 10 years, for example. That's disappointing because obviously we're always trying to raise awareness. Those who haven't participated in that much football since they've lost the sight. You know, there are stories of people who've lost the sight, they played mainstream football, and then they've struggled to participate in any outdoor or indoor activity because of that, and they lose the confidence, they lose that independence. Mm-hmm. and you know, to become normal again, really, if that's what you like, whatever normal means these days. But our provision is all about giving people the opportunity that possibly thought didn't exist, but making it an opportunity that's on a level playing field for them to participate, so they're not competing within that mainstream environment because they struggle because of their eyesight. You know, sometimes it might be playing outdoors is an issue. So all our futsal, which we play, which is indoor five-a-side football, is played in an environment where it's controlled lighting, the contrast is really good between the ball and the floor and the ball and the walls, and all those things are taken into consideration. So the elements of turning up with what you're struggling with within a mainstream environment, hopefully taken care of to a certain degree. So that level playing field, that opportunity to play in a more conducive environment because of your visual impairment, helps those people then say, well, yeah, this is for me. I didn't realise this existed. And those, some of those players are still playing 10, 15, 20 years later, and they never would have been playing in any type of sport or any sort of physical activity opportunity. So we see that as just as much as a success compared to those who've gone on and played for England as well.
With that in mind, saying that people might have missed what you're doing, do you have any events coming up that you hope will raise the profile of partially sighted football?
Well, we have our monthly tournaments, which go right the way through to April, and that happens each year. So we'll have our events are very much based on tournaments. So all of the teams within the league will turn up at one venue. So we have venues in Manchester, Birmingham, Nottingham, London, Hereford, all over the place, and we play once a month with all the teams, as I say, tearing up in the one venue and competing in a tournament-based environment. So we'll have Open Cup tournaments, we'll have end-of-season cup tournaments and presentations, and we'll have a celebration evening as well. But then we have the league programme, which takes place once a month as well. And that's, as I say, it's normally held on a Saturday. Usually, it used to be the second Saturday of the month, and you turn up at the venue. Games would start at 12, finish at 5, and then people would either stay over and socialise or head home. So, yeah, we are putting the programme together for this season and next season as well. And that will be on our website ASAP. And the details on there will give venues and everything else. But people want to get in touch with us directly, they can do to find out more information. And we are looking to host some junior development and female development sessions during our season as well. So that might be people would turn up, say, 10 o'clock in the morning to a venue where we're going to be hosting the tournaments at 12. So that 10 till 12 slot would be to help raise awareness and give people an opportunity to try visually impaired football. So that would be delivered by ex-care coaches who would and then stay on and watch the games afterwards within the league programme and meet some England players potentially as well.
So it's finally just going to roll out the red carpet now. So, George, where can people find out more about Partially Sighted Football?
Well, we do have a website. It's the Partially Sighted Football League. But if people want to contact me directly, they can do. My contact email is chairperson@partiallysightedfootballleague.com. chairperson@partiallysightedfootballleague.com. Or they can contact me on my mobile number, 07577-709156. That's 07577-709156. And I can put you in touch with our development officer, whoever's most appropriate within our team to work with you to get you involved in a team, and we'll signpost you to your nearest club. We have clubs all over the country as well. So that's what we'll do. We'll help ensure that you're given the opportunity to participate.
George Ferguson, of a Partially Sighted Football League. If any of this interview has brought up anything that may interest you or somebody you know living with low vision, this is a reminder that you can find George's Football League by searching Partially Sighted Football League on all social media platforms. You can also visit britishblindsport.org.uk/football to find out more.